Welcome to the Student Section Sports Podcast presented by Romper Takeover 2K19.
All right, we're here. A little bit different of a crew for the day. Joby's out. Nardi is out. Bree and Jared Dunham are in. We got a good show, a very interesting show. We're going to do a top five as usual, which you'll find out what it is when we start doing it. We're going to discuss different things that we should be talking about that we aren't. We're going to have a little MLB update. Bree's going to do some impressions. He's got Drake impressions, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be serious.
Okay, yeah. So Bree's got some Drake impressions that he's going to do. And we're also going to update you on our plan to get in to Area 51. We're going to kick it off first with Good Baker, Bad Baker. Jared, why don't you start with that?
All right. So I'm going to come in with my Good Baker.
All right.
Which is, everyone knows that I'm carless. I do not own a car.
No car.
And I live in Birmingham, Alabama, which does not help. You have to drive everywhere. So my Good Baker is that my mother is out of town for the week, and I've had a car for a week, and I feel young, wild, and free again.
Wow. Passion.
Passion. Bad Baker is I'm also moving to Utah.
Yeah.
And my lease doesn't start till August 23rd. But I'll be in Utah on August 1st.
It's quick. It's coming too soon, man. It really is.
Yeah, that's tough. Wait, so you're moving out there August 1st, and what are you going
to
do?
I've got family in Utah, so I'll have to move into a place I'm not going to be living at for more than 3 weeks.
Nice. Okay. I've done that before.
Oh, we both have done that before together.
Yeah, we slept on a couch together.
We duoed one couch.
Okay. That's your Bad Baker?
That's my Bad Baker.
All right. Bree's going to go on his now.
Let's see. Well, okay, I guess I'll start with the Bad Baker. Get it popping.
That's a Nardi move right there.
Really?
Nardi's famous for only having Bad Bakers.
Really? Well, I'm going to go with the Good Baker then. Okay. So I guess Good Baker is I'm back in Birmingham because I'm going to T-Town tomorrow, and it's been real fun seeing the boys again, and that means a lot to me considering I don't have any friends in Atlanta, so it's something serious when I'm here because the boys come out and it's a good time. Bad Baker, I have to move all my crap out of the apartment that I'm living in T-Town right now, and my truck is full of boxes, and I'm literally going to spend the next week packing and then eventually unpacking into a new house in Tuscaloosa. So it's really unfortunate.
You're in the same boat as Jared though, right? You're like moving out and you can't move in for like a month, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I don't really know where I'm going to live. I've been living off the land. So it's a new house every night.
Yeah, I've been living off of not the land. I've been living off of my aunt's house for a while now. I'm about to move out, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go.
You go ahead and go.
Hold on, do this. So Good Baker, which Jared and Bree can attest to this. It's rare that you get us all three in the same city because we all live in completely different cities. But so we had a nice field day today. We went out to the Hewitt Trustful football/lacrosse practice fields.
Yeah, that was real nice. That was a fun time.
Good grass.
Yeah, and so we went out there. We threw the ball around. We kicked a soccer ball around for a little bit. It was a good time. And because I don't get a lot of that, you know, the field day with the boys. I don't get a lot of that. We never get a lot of that all with each other. So it was nice to get the whole crew together.
Quick shout out to our flag football league.
Oh yeah, if you want to play flag football against us, sign up. It's in Hoover, Alabama.
You might as well not though, because you're gonna get destroyed.
Yeah, so you don't sign up through us. You just look up Hoover Parks and Rec, and you can find the sign up forms there. But it's a good league.
And I already called dibs on Julian Edelman.
Yeah, we won the championship last season. If you want to call what we won the championship.
We won the championship for the lower division.
Yeah, we won the championship that we were able to win. That's it. We were in the lower division, and we also won the championship for the loser's bracket, but I'm not mad about it.
No, because we crushed people.
Yeah. So, okay.
We had a timeless connection, me and Jordan.
Yeah, Jared was the league lead in catches. That's a fact. 100% fact.
Yeah.
Bad Baker.
There was some good chemistry that they had, for sure.
Bad Baker, Jordan, go.
Yeah, Bad Baker. I don't have much of a Bad Baker. I've been tired all day. But that's probably mainly due to...
Well, let me tell you how that's a good Baker. If you're tired all day, you go to sleep early, and then you reset your sleep schedule. So you actually will be better off in the next couple of days, even though you're tired right now.
I won't, though.
No, it's a good Baker. Sorry.
But I'm not going to bed early. And also, I have to be up way earlier because...
You got workouts in the morning.
I've got workouts in the morning, but I've got to be there early with Joby to like work on some stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to have to be up really early, and I know for a fact that I'm going to end up going to bed late tonight, so I'm going to be really beat tomorrow.
Yeah, it's actually my mission to make sure you go to bed as late as possible.
I'm down. I can rock with it. Okay, Oh, by the way, big thing. We finally got our new equipment working. So we're here with our new microphones. You can't hear any background noise at all. It's nicer for you guys than us.
Yeah.
Because we're having to put in more work simply due to the better equipment, but it's for you. We're doing it all for you guys.
The microphones are working well, and then we got the soundboard as well, and that's nice to have. It's just a learning curve, you know. We just got to figure out how it works and all.
Yeah. But so what we're going to do right now is, first things first, we're going to kick it off with our sports, our real sports of the day. And Bree is going to head up the MLB update of the 1/3 of the week, because we're giving you the bonus Monday episode for this week.
Right. Okay. So I guess let's start out with me and you, Jay, can talk about... What are some wild cards we might be looking at?
Wild card teams?
Yeah.
The Nationals look like they're going to get there.
Yeah, I was thinking Nats for sure.
The Phillies probably won't, but they probably could.
They've been performing as well.
It's not their year. They've got a good team, but the Braves are killing it. The Nationals are killing it right now. The Cubs aren't doing so bad right now, are they?
No. And the Angels as well. They've been doing a lot better things, you know, because in the start of the year, especially, they would get hits like crazy. They'd hit off these, but they couldn't hit off like pitchers, but they couldn't earn any runs, and it was really probably frustrating for, you know, goats like Mike Trout out there that's putting in works, getting like 2 home runs a game. And just, you know, that's the clutchest guy out there, but, you know, his team wasn't helping him at all. But
yeah, so I've actually got the standings pulled up right now.
Yeah.
The Braves have taken a little slide recently. They were 3.5 games behind, now they're 7.
I saw that.
But they're, not a lock, but almost a lock to win the division, because they're 5.5 games ahead of Washington, and they've been 5.5 games ahead of Washington for weeks now. So... The Braves are pretty locked in. The Dodgers are definitely going to win the National League pennant.
Yeah, and then you got to think the Yankees. The Yankees, yeah, so in we'll my go opinion. American League. Yeah, let's go. I just like the American League a little better.
I'm the opposite.
But I'd put everything on it that at the very least the Yankees are going to be in the World Series, no doubt. There's no team that can compare. The Astros are, you know, probably the top of something I would worry about. But the way that they've been hitting is incredible. And unfortunately, Giancarlo Stanton's been hurt. he was on the 10-day IL, and then he got back, and then literally 5 games in, he got hurt again. And so he's not going to be back probably until... you know, towards the end of regular season. So that's unfortunate. But, I mean, when you got people like you know, Judge doing what he does. And then people like DJ LeMahieu, that is just outstanding. His batting average is, you know, incredible. But I just, you know, in general, I think the Yankees are just, you know, the Bronx Bombers. They're coming in hot. I don't think there's anybody that can take them. I think the Dodgers, obviously, I feel like they're going to be coming in hot from the other side. But
yeah, well, so like the common man, the common spectator right now is looking and saying there's pretty dead set going to be Yankees and Dodgers.
Right.
And what I've learned in my time, whether it be gambling or just watching sports, so betting on sports or just watching sports, what I've learned is that the public is always wrong. So
that's
it's
usually
not going to be the Dodgers and the Yankees. I'd say one of the two will be there, and I'm hoping it's the Yankees, because if the Dodgers don't make it, the Braves are pretty locked in second place. And as previously advertised, I'm a huge Braves fan. I love the Braves. And so I'm not usually a baseball guy, but I've been way more of a baseball guy this year just because the Braves are not on the tail of the Dodgers, but
right
there with them.
Another team I think people should be looking at, I forgot the exact game ratio, but the last like 30 games, Cleveland has been taking off, dude. I don't know what has been going on, but whatever they're putting in the food, keep doing it, because they're doing something.
Shout out to Nardi, the biggest Cleveland fan that we know.
Yeah. Nardi, I mean, look, Nardi, we know you're out there. We miss you. And we know you're on vacation.
We don't know where you are, though.
But come back soon, man. We miss you a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, this podcast is a big Cleveland podcast, mainly because of our fearless leader and most recently married man, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
But also, Nardi.
Moment there.
Yeah, Nardi had a big impact on the Clevelandness of this podcast.
Yeah.
We're a Birmingham podcast. That's where we're all from originally. But we love Cleveland. We love the Browns. We don't mind the Indians.
Sure.
You can't hate the Cavs because they're terrible.
Right.
I mean,
you could when LeBron was there.
Yeah,
for sure.
So Nardi, come back from vacation,
come
dog.
Come back.
Yeah.
Come back.
So, anyways, we went on. We rambled a little bit, but we're going to cut the MLB segment. We're going to take a little break, an ad break, and then we will be right back with
our top five.
Yeah, we'll be back with our top five and our discussion question of the week, which will be a good one. Also, we're going to have an Area 51 update.
Area
so we'll be back
51.
In just a second. All right, we're back. We're going to kick it off with our top five things that hurt / underrated pains. And so I like to go off the top of my head with these things. Jared and Bree had theirs planned out before. So, yeah, I told them. I snitched on them a little bit right
losers.
There. But, so, we're going to go snake draft style as we always do with our top fives. It's going to go Jared, Bree, Jordan, Jordan, Bree, Jared. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Maybe.
Maybe.
That would give me six, but so it's going to work out. It always does with the snake draft. We just really don't understand the dynamic of the snake draft. We just know it works.
It's difficult. You can't pre-plan the snake draft to a T.
Yeah.
You see how it rolls out.
Yeah, you can't. So, Jared, you started off number. So, we're going to go from 5 to 1, but they're really in no specific order. It's just
kind of hard to.
It's just a group of five things that hurt / underrated pains. So, Jared's going to kick it off, and then we're going to go snake draft.
All right, so I'm going to go with my number five.
Yeah.
As anything that tugs or pulls on your beard hair.
That's, yeah.
Which not everyone understands this. Jordan's
yeah,
in the dark.
So I don't. I get this nice stubble. So I don't shave with a straight razor because it would make me baby clean.
Yeah.
But I keep like a 5 o'clock shadow 24/7 because I shave with an electric. It doesn't.
You can get a rockin' like blonde goatee though going for
dude,
you sometimes.
Okay, I can grow out a filthy mustache.
Filthy.
Yeah,
disgusting
mustache. But yeah, that's the best I can do.
But as it goes, is dude, if like if something is tugging on your beard hair, that is one of like the worst pinching pains.
Oh yeah.
Like it's, ever, dude. It's like it's really way, bad.
Which I don't grow mine out very much. I'll do the stash every once in a while, but
which, if you guys don't know me, I'm all beard all the time.
Even when he clean shaves, you can tell he's still got hairs growing.
And sometimes that's even worse when it's shorter. I know.
Yeah.
But like if it pulls on your hat or t-shirt, rubs it the wrong way, it is horrendous.
Yeah, I remember freshman year when you shaved it baby. And we were used to him having a nice thick beard. He shaves it super baby face. And by the morning, he had like a heavy, heavy 5 o'clock shadow. It was really disheartening for me.
I don't think I don't think a clean shave is possible for me.
And also, you've had a beard since you were what, 13?
Like maybe like 14, 15, but still.
Still, like I mean, he had more facial hair than me now. Like I mean, when he was 13 years old. So.
All right, so let's go with Bree.
All right, my underrated pain is definitely going to be, when you go to the beach and you get sand in your swim trunks and you're like drying off, but the sand's still there and it's rubbing all the wrong places in all the wrong ways. That's definitely a bad one for me, I think, because it's just like, and here's a question for y'all. This brings up a question is, do y'all wear underwear under your swim trunks?
No, I don't.
You don't? Wow.
I barely wear underwear under my normal shorts. But I agree on the sand thing. Nothing drives me more nuts than sand in my freaking pants, dude.
It's bad. What about you?
For me, I typically go with either the little netting inside the swim shorts or nothing. No boxers. I did boxers when I was younger, but as I grew out of it, I went netting, and I've kind of shifted to nothing, but I'll still wear netting. It doesn't bother me.
No, I cut the nets out, and I go commando under my swim shorts every time.
I have to wear swim trunks. I have to wear underwear under my swim trunks. I just can't. I can't not wear it.
Why? Is it like a nerves
thing? It's support.
Thing?
It's
like
support, man. Support? I need support.
Yeah, I mean.
I feel open. I feel, I don't even know what the word is.
I probably should be wearing underwear under my swim shorts, but I'm not gonna.
I feel exposed. I just feel like. I don't know. I like to be free, but there's a point.
I like the feeling of freedom. I feel like a new man with no underwear on.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan.
Okay. So my number five is, this one has to have happened to everybody before. Okay.
I have no idea what he was going to say.
So it's when something, like the corner of a table or something like pointy, will hit your, like the inside of your knee. Like, so where the muscle comes down right to the bone on the inside of your knee, it hits right there. It's the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. Like it puts me out of service. I can't walk. I can't do anything.
Yeah. It never happened to me. I can't shed any light on that situation.
Yeah, dude, I don't think that's happened to me.
You've never hit the inside of your knee. You've never knocked knees with someone like the inside of your knee.
Not the inside, only the front. Yeah. Only the cap.
Same.
Which that's, the cap hurts like very, very bad, but I've never gotten inside of the knee exposure to something sharp or another knee.
You should try it sometime. You should really try it.
Hey, dude, you want to link up after this and see if we can get some pain?
Yeah,
I'll knock knees with both of y'all. Yeah, because I've felt it before, so it's not going to be a shock to me. But if to y'all would understand what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, let's build.
Okay, so now I got to give my number four, and I'm going to go with when you cut your fingernails way too short, and like it hurts for like a week straight, and like you can feel like if you wave your hand through the air fast. You can feel the pressure on the under fingernail skin.
That is very bad. So I do that a lot, but I'll bite them too short. Because I bite my nails. I'm sorry for germaphobes.
Yeah.
But I'll bite my nails like way too short.
Yeah.
And I'll get like hang nails, and I'll get.
Those are so bad. The absolute worst, dude. Like,
and like my finger will get swollen and
stuff.
Yeah,
that pain is awful.
It's gross, but
it really is bad.
It sucks, for sure.
It really is bad. Is it me now?
Yeah, Bree's gonna hit up with number four.
My number four is definitely, and I feel like it's not even like underrated. Most people are like this. Like, I don't meet a lot of people that can just like roll in grass, you know. But I am very allergic to grass, and if I get like you know, even an arm, like in grass, which I played sports growing up, which it happened all the time. It just, it would drive me crazy though. Like falling in the grass and then being itchy and feeling like I just have like, I don't know, poison oak all over my body.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just want to clarify that it, I'm sure you're talking about this, but when you're sweaty.
Yeah, like when you're like sweaty, when you're sweaty. Yeah, no, especially, yeah. Because most of the time when you're in the grass, you're usually like, yeah, because, I mean, if we're taking a picnic or something like that, like I can sit in the grass, like it's all cool. Yeah. But if you're doing any kind of sports, especially like what we're doing today and stuff,
yeah,
and
we talked about
if I would have fell in the grass, like my shirt off or something, I would have been out, like done, like KO, like let's leave. Like
yeah,
I need a shower.
I said this earlier today, but I'm a short, hairy man. And if I'm sweaty, dude, grass is all over me. It's getting caught in the hair, caught in the sweat, caught in the dark skin.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of the itchy grass situation, there's one thing you could do and you need to do. And it is, one, before...
Subscribe to the podcast?
No, before... precursor, put a shirt on before you do this, but sign up for the Spikeball tournament. You want to be a part of this. Bree killed it with the announcing, the videoing. Bree made the video that's on her Instagram.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a great turnout. We had 10 teams out, a few teams that didn't show that should have shown. They said they were going to come. They never came. Great competition. Really fun time.
Really,
You're guaranteed at least 6-7 games of spike ball.
Oh, yeah.
Over the course.
Right.
You need to be there. There's $150 cash prize. Yeah, take down the Round Net Rhinos, the defending champs.
Net Rhinos.
$30 entry fee, $150 cash prize to the winners.
It's
$20 to the MVP. You want to be a part of it. And wear a shirt, because if you fall down with no shirt in the grass, you're going to itch a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And this spike ball tournament is brought to you by Romper Takeover 2019.
Yep, August 11th. DM us on Instagram and Twitter to sign up.
Or come catch me.
Come catch you. What does that mean?
Just come catch me, you know?
Okay, yeah, or come catch Bree. So where were we? Sorry, I had to plug that. We're going to go Jared's number four, then three, right?
Yeah, so
all right.
So I'm going to lead off with my number four.
Get it.
Which this isn't like an immediate pain, but everyone in the world has felt this, and it's even
That's strong.
Nagging.
Okay, go for
it. Sore throat.
I'm curious.
Sore throats hurt so bad. Especially when it affects, like, when you're talking, like, your voice, and you don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah, you're out of commission.
It is horrible.
You're out of commission.
And the thing is they're always nagging, and they come back, and everyone deals with them. It's just the worst, definitely.
Yeah, so I had one a few weeks back that came out of nowhere. Only one side of my throat was hurting. It was like, I thought I had, like, a weird form of mono or something, because my lymph node was hurting. Like, just, like, the jaw...
Is that what the doctors check?
Yeah, the lymph nodes. And it, dude, it hurt to swallow, to drink anything at all. I was on Tylenol for a week straight just to like kind of numb the pain a little bit, and it just went away. I never went to the doctor. It just went away, I want to say. It was really confusing.
Yeah, that's what's annoying about them is there's like usually you just have to wait it out. Yeah. Like you can't just go – I mean, you can, I guess, get like antibiotics or something which help it, but – Other than that, it's just kind of like I typically deal with it for like 2 days, and it's usually like slightly there and just annoying all day.
See, I'm not one of those guys that can just get over sicknesses. Like all my roommates in T-Town, they'll like be sick and like, oh yeah, like I'm really sick, like I threw up, like I'm sneezing. 3 days later, they're fine. Like if I don't go to the doctor. And if I'm not prescribed something like strong, then I'm not getting over it. It's taking me down.
Dude, I can conquer sickness
other. Oh, yeah. You're really good about that. I'm just not. But I know the worst sore throat I've ever gotten was I was caught swiftly in 2013. Maybe 20 no it was
I
20
wasn't around then.
2012 you weren't around then.
Yeah, it was the womb.
It was 2012 swine flu caught me swiftly.
Ooh.
Swiftly snuck up on me,
dude. I slipped by that.
It caught me, and dude, I was out for a week. I mean, I was throwing, I couldn't keep down liquids. Like I thought, like my parents were trying to take me to the ER, and I didn't want to go because I don't like the doctor, but But yeah, that was the worst sore throat I've ever had. And I didn't know whether it was just like a typical sore throat or it was from just throwing up constantly and it just strained my throat.
All right. Yeah. You're number three now, right?
No, Jared's number three.
Jared's number
my three. My number three.
We got off on a bad tangent there.
But Jared's number three.
Sore throats, am I right? Airline peanuts.
Stop. No.
I had to fill in for Joby since he's not here and say something stupid.
Oh, yeah. Screw you, Joby.
My number three, I'm going to go with getting left out of something. For, like, no reason.
What?
Or because, like, you don't know someone, like, well enough.
Bro.
Like, no, if you're joining, like, a new group and, like, everyone's talking, like, oh, yeah, we're going to Sonic after, and then, like, no one says, like, hey, Jared, are you coming? Or, hey, dude, you want to come? But you just hear about it. Like, you're not just going to show up there, like, what is he doing here? But no, also, okay. No one says, hey, you want to come to Sonic?
Piggyback off of that, you know about this. Me and you know about this very well. Getting left out of something because of car troubles.
Oh.
Like, you can't.
Oh,
get,
man.
Yeah.
Don't
so
get me started.
Your friends want to do something. It's like 30 minutes away. They're already out that way. You can't go because your car's having trouble. And no one wants to drive 30 minutes out of the way to come pick you up. The worst.
And,
hate it.
And I want to clarify, no one's being a jerk by doing this.
No.
But no one's taking the extra step of being like, hey, dude, are you, you want to come? You know, like that. Like, they don't do that. And that's, I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
But, which Bree's notorious for taking that extra step. As we all know,
I'm a huge extra stepper.
He's the first man to introduce himself to me at Hewitt Trustful High School.
Oh, yeah.
Other than Abby Rigg.
The new
Jared. Jared was the first man to yell at me in the student section of my senior year because I don't even remember why. You were mad because I was talking while there
yeah.
was an injured player.
Okay, so yeah, it was senior year.
This is a good story.
We were in the dog pound and we were painted up and I was right next to Jared and we were just, you know, we were being rowdy and everything, but somebody got hurt and of course the whole stadium kind of got quiet, but there was a few guys behind us, and of course I knew everybody that was there. But
well, for the record, we were just realizing that someone had gotten hurt.
Right. It wasn't like long at all, like before he turned around and said. But so they were still talking behind us, and like I said, it was probably only a solid 6 seconds after like everybody was starting to be quiet, and Jared thrust himself behind. Screams at a large group of guys.
No, not a lot. It was just me and one other guy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, a general like group, but it was like, it wasn't necessarily like directed towards everybody, but it was, he was really mean to just say it to y'all, I guess, but he says, shut up. And he just screams it, shut up, like that. And it was just the look. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget the look on your face.
Yeah, I was
when
happy.
Because Jared kind of laughed and turned around, because that's kind of how Jared is. He doesn't really mean any of that because he never gets angry. He literally never gets angry. That's a whole nother conversation, but you can do nothing to make him mad. He'll get frustrated and argue, but he'll never actually get angry, which is incredible. I wish I had that. But
yeah, no. So
but yeah, Jay, your face was like disgusted.
Yeah. So I didn't even know his name at that point because he was so new.
Right.
This was the first football game. Like, I had no clue who this guy was. I didn't know, like, why were you in the front row of the student section?
Dude,
and I was
finessed
like,
everyone.
Yeah. And I was like, this kid, is he even like, I was like, senior sit in the front, like seniority rules. I was like, is this kid even like, yeah, he's got a beard or whatever, but he's probably like 15.
Yeah. He looks 40.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah. Yeah.
At this point, I didn't know his name, and I went. He was friends with every one of my friends except for the one guy that I was sitting beside in the student section that game, and I went out of my way to not learn his name for the longest time after that. Like, people would start talking about him, and I would walk away to not learn his name because I wanted to hate this guy, but I knew everyone else was like, oh, I love this kid, so I wanted to distance myself even from your name.
Dude, that's like stereotypical, like, new kid, though. Like, just shows up first day, somehow painted up, turns around at just people talking during someone being hurt, and I don't know who it is. I don't know anyone, honestly, other than Bree at this point. I'm just thinking, oh, I'll yell at these freshmen and just be crazy, and
yeah.
I'll
yeah.
keep getting, like, chosen to, like, paint up.
See,
so I just turn around and scream. I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's, like, cool or whatever. But, like, stereotypical new kid, like, do something crazy, someone hates him, someone loves him, and just people are talking about him.
Yeah, so funny story. I've got two funny stories. I'll keep them short. It was the next home game, so probably, like, a week or two later. I was, like, up in the front of the student section, and you were, like, bent down tying your shoe or something. But you were down there for a while. And I had a cup of ice that I had bought from the concession stand or something. And I just kept dropping pieces of ice on your head and turning around. And you had no clue where it was coming from. But I was cracking up in my brain. Because, like, I'm really messing with this kid now.
I'm still pissed off about that.
Yeah. And another funny story is...
I'm not.
So Jared and I eventually fought through the pain of me hating him for no reason and became roommates. And the way that we became roommates was... Neither of us really knew where we were going for the longest. Jared actually had to do a Twitter poll between going to Alabama and Auburn.
I forgot about that.
And I was dead set on a school down in Montgomery until the last second I decided to go to Shelton State in Tuscaloosa. And so
can I just throw in there that I did do the Twitter poll?
He did do the Twitter poll.
And the result of it was literally 50-50.
Yeah. And so
that would have decided it 100%.
So... Once it's set in stone that the two of us are going to Tuscaloosa, everyone else already has their roommates picked out. And Jared walks up to me one day in the hallways of Hewitt Trussell High School and says, "Hey, dude, so, like, we're the only two without roommates. Want to live together?" And I still didn't know him all that well, but I knew his name at this point, and I didn't hate him anymore. And I was like, yeah, I'm down. And then we were, like, best bros after that.
And fast forward to now, we're the best duo in our flag football league.
Yeah, that's...
Tom Brady, yeah. Julian Edelman, yeah. Right there.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to give myself Tom Brady.
Okay, fine. You're more like an Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'll give myself...
Phillip Rivers.
I'll give myself... Matt Ryan.
That's fair. Matty Ice.
Like probably a little
who's
under...
Who's the best slot receiver?
What year?
Matty Ice 2016. Like, probably a little underrated, but not Aaron Rodgers, not Drew Brees.
Okay, but who would I be? There's no... good slot receivers in Atlanta.
No, you are definitely Julian Edelman. Like, you are by and far the best slot receiver in that league, and I'm not trying to, like, toot your horn right now. Like, aww. You caught more passes than everybody else.
This is
lovely.
It's
because I'm short.
Yeah. Wait, did...
I have to be a slot.
Did
short
Matt
quick.
Win the MVP that year? What was that? What was that? 20?
I think 2016 was the year that they played the Patriots in the Super Bowl, right? It definitely was, because 2018 was the Rams, 2017 was the Eagles, and then 2018 was the Patriots. By the way, shout to them. 2016 was the Falcons, the Patriots. But shout to them for going to the Super Bowl, like, every year for the past 5 years. Not every year for the past 5 years, but, like, yeah, they've been on a tear. So
Matt
we got
Ryan was indeed 2016.
Dude, look at me. I'm not a huge NFL. I knew that. Come on.
Okay. So where... We got lost big time.
All right, so
where were we in the snake?
So being left out for no reason.
That was your number
that was
three?
That was my number three, and it sucks. But that was more of, like, emotional pain. So now we're going to hit up
dude,
three.
It's not a specific type. It's just pain. Things that
yeah, yeah. I was,
things
I was
that hurt.
Outside the box.
Yeah, all right. Bree, go on your number three.
All right. Okay, so my number three is definitely when something gets in your eye. And there's you know, there's two types of pain in your eye. There's something, oh, I guess there's three. There's, like, when, you know, you something gets poked in your eye and you're like, ow, that hurt, ow. You know, you're kind of disabled for a little bit. And then there's the type where, you know, you're driving, you got the windows down, something flies in your eye, and you're like, ah, you kind of rub it, and then it goes away. But there's a third kind of pain. Where, and this is a let's get personal moment here, where I woke up, it was senior year of high school, I woke up and could not open my eye because there was something in it. Like, I don't know what it was, and I literally had to go, so I first went to, like, the doc in the box, and they put this, like, eye dye, like, this yellow dye in my eye.
Real quick, what is a doc in a box?
So it's like a general practitioner, like, you just go, really? That's what my parents call it. I feel like it's a southern term.
It's just like a walk-in doctor, basically.
Yeah, right. And so it's just a walk-in doctor, but anyway, so I go in and they
they're like, we think it might be a scratch, so we need to put some dye. And they, my eye's yellow, like the actual
tint
of my eye. No, not anymore.
Okay.
No. It wore off after like 30 minutes, but they put the dye in there and like, and all I could see is like yellow, and I was freaking out because I don't like people putting things in my eye, like either, like most normal people. But, and so it's still hurting. They can't see anything. And so I'm like, well, crap, I literally can't like go to school. Like I can't even drive. I had to get my dad to like take me. And so we went to the eye doctor. And so we get all set up in there. And of course they have like, they have certain utensils that they use, and they have like the microscope that looks in your eye and stuff. Yeah. And so I end up going in there, and they flip my eyelid over. You know, like cool kids back in like elementary school that could flip their eyelids backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were like the coolest kids back in the day. Like if you could do that or like shoot anything out of your eye, like you were cool, like milk. But I wasn't one of those kids. But anyways, so they looked, and there was this, I mean, you couldn't even barely see it. This, and this is what she said. The doctor, eye doctor lady was,
that's
like,
what she said.
That's what she said. She said there was some sort of mineral in my eye, like on my eyelid. And it was the smallest thing. And it completely, like I was incapacitated. I could not drive. Couldn't do anything. It was the worst pain ever. Like I couldn't open my eye or close it. Like everything just felt bad. And so that, if you know that pain, then you know where I'm coming from. But if you don't, then you don't really know. But that was one of the worst pains I've definitely ever felt.
Yeah, but no, I could see that. So my number three, I'm going to go with a classic knock to the shin. A classic knock to the shin. You got to stop doing that, bro.
Yours are just all wrong, man. No.
So you bump your shin on
that is bad.
Anything.
Yeah, that's, shins are bad.
That's going to put you down.
They're sensitive.
It hurts. It hasn't happened to me in a while because I'm careful with my shins, but it's a bad pain. My number two,
Wait. We got to go on about the shin.
No, we don't. That's all you can say about the shin.
The worst is when it actually breaks skin and you get a scab on the shin.
That's a cut. That's a stop.
Dude, but it's number also two, a bruise.
Number two, a paper cut. Everybody knows a paper cut sucks.
Not so much. It doesn't happen often enough.
Yeah, but That makes it worse when it's rare, because you get a paper cut and you're like, crap, man, I haven't done this in 2 years. It just hurts.
Dude, I don't think I've ever had a real paper cut.
Dude, I've had some paper slices in my life.
What's the difference between a slice and a cut?
A slice is like a big, big cut.
Yeah, I've never had that.
I don't know. I feel like I have, but it hasn't exactly put me down, you know? It hasn't been something really bad.
It's not going to put you down, but it's a bad pain. It is not pleasant.
It's annoying and nagging like a sore throat.
Yeah. Okay, Bree, you're number two. I'm out here trying to do my top five in yard. Whatever.
Let's see. Number two. Okay, so let's set some imagery here. So you're either coming from the beach or you're coming from like the pool or something, and you don't have shoes on because you're know, kind of like wet from whatever body of water you are in. But when you walk on the concrete or a parking lot with your bare feet in the summer, like you're starting to walk and you're like, ow, yeah, that's kind of hot. You know, that's kind of hot. I need to like get moving. So you start picking up your pace. But by the end where you get to the car, where you're going, your feet are on fire at that point. And it is one of the worst pains, I think. And it's underrated as well. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like you could get like second degree burns from like standing out there for too long. Yeah. But it's like you would give up all the money in your bank if someone like were like, yo, you can't move, you gotta stay there. Like you would just be like, take whatever you want. Like I can't bear this pain anymore.
Or like you'd pay like a good amount of money just to have some flip flops in that moment.
Oh, in that moment, flip flops are the highest value. Forget food.
Even socks.
Oh, socks, huge. Yeah, anything, any kind of padding that is in between your foot and your flesh from the burning concrete that it is probably 160 degrees.
Okay. All right. We're taking a long time on this. We need to rip through our final
Whose turn is it? Mine?
Piece. Yeah, you're number two.
Two, then one. All right, so number two is whenever you get hit in the nose, especially unexpectedly, and you kind of like are out of it for a little bit, and like your eyes start watering.
No,
everyone knows that feeling, and like water starts coming in your mouth, and it tastes a little different.
Nose is bad.
It, especially when it's unexpected, it's like no, not doing
it. It's just it's a sensitive part. Like the face in general is sensitive, but the nose like takes over everything.
And it's funny because I can always tell that I'm trying to like shake it off really hard, but like I'm not shaking it off. Like it's not gonna work.
Yeah, for sure. All right,
so we're going to go to number one. My number one is definitely anything that involves your Achilles heel.
Yeah, that's true.
Or a tendon or whatever. But if you step on it weird, if you kick a soccer ball and you're not ready for it and it just feels tight or hurt, that's like the most painful thing. I can't imagine if you like sliced your Achilles. Like that's bad. That is one of the most painful things if you look up on any website. Most painful things is Achilles heel.
I had a friend tear his Achilles and literally couldn't walk for, it had to have been 3-4 months. It was a long time. Unable to walk. Can't get out. Like, you're in a wheelchair. Well, I mean, like, that's a bad injury.
I mean, that alone, but just the pain. It's like one of the most, like, you feel pain so much there for some reason.
It's because it's so tight. Like, the tendon itself is so tight. Like, you can feel it, and it's, like, hard.
Yeah. Like,
it's not a good thing to break. It's and not it's a bone. It's a really thick tendon, too. So, like, in order to break that, there has to be some serious
force.
I mean,
that affects you walking. That affects you kicking. Anything you're doing as a human, other than sitting down, is going to be affected by that Achilles.
Shout out, KD.
Is it number one for you now?
Yeah, it's number one.
Number one. All right, let's hear it.
One and final. My number one is definitely, and this is like, this is known by everybody, but stubbing your toe.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's possibly the worst pain ever because it, more than anything, it's emotionally traumatic.
Yeah.
Because you feel dumb. Because you feel like, yo, I've been walking for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to walk, apparently, at this moment. Because I was so ignorant to the point that I didn't recognize that there's a sharp corner of a coffee table right there to devour my toe. I mean, I've broken toes before just walking in my living room.
Honorable mention, broken fingers. Those hurt. Pretty
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, definitely but, honorable okay. mention. But that, yeah, so, that's probably my number one for sure.
My number one. Go ahead, Jared.
That was a deja vu moment.
Okay.
And who is it sponsored by?
Romper Takeover 2K19.
That is all.
My number one is, I could go a lot of directions here. I'm going to go with the safe route. No one likes this feeling. Is a firm, probably most guys have experienced this, less girls. A firm punch to the stomach. Everybody's been punched in the stomach.
Yeah.
And it shuts you down for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. The stomach. Yeah. Especially when you get your breath knocked out.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, like, I felt like that happened as a kid all the time.
But even a piggyback off is like, if you're playing football and you get tackled, but like a shoulder to the stomach, like, breath knocked out would be better, but I'm going to say a punch to the stomach because that breath knocked out hurts, but a full punch to the stomach, like, you feel that in your intestines, like it knocks your breath out. A punch to the stomach is a bad thing.
All right, I'm going to give a reference to a punch in the stomach and then hit probably the ultimate honorable mention and our only honorable mention that we're going to have today. So we had a boxing little like tangent that we went on where all of our buddies would box. And and getting punched in the stomach was probably worse than getting hit in the face. Hitting the face, unless it was the nose.
Definitely worse than the face. I can take one.
Was not bad. Oh, yeah. And getting hit in the stomach and getting the wind knocked out of you is just horrible.
Oh,
yeah. Breathe right.
That was bad. I don't know why we got on a kick. It was probably Freak.
Yeah, it was our buddy McKinnon / Freak show. But so my honorable mention is going to be a story that's told by Bree, and he doesn't know about it yet.
What?
So so we were actually boxing as my honorable mention. And so we were boxing, and he was boxing in the Freak show. And the Freak show was notorious for going for body shots.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they would hurt. And there was this one terrible incident that actually Bree got on Freak. I wonder if he was trying to deliver a blow to the body, but yeah, he just missed. But I'll let him continue the story.
Yeah, so so basically, yeah, we're doing this boxing thing. I don't know why we got into this, but it like we did this for a good solid like week or so. But basically, me and Freak are going at it, and we have about the same wingspan. Even though I'm taller than him, his arms are freakishly long. No yeah, pun intended.
Very
there.
Long.
But so we're going at it, and I'm getting a good amount of face shots. He's getting me in the stomach a lot, you know, because I'm leaving that open more. And I don't know. I just felt like I could take body shots, but
yeah,
I can't. They hurt. Like they hurt a lot. But so I started seeing a pattern in his punches, and so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna duck the next hook he's gonna swing, and then I'm gonna rock him in the stomach, and yeah, he's gonna be out. And so he did exactly what I thought he was gonna do, and I ducked and I launched my fist and aimed for like his abdomen, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I clocked him in the ball sack. I absolutely, I mean, and immediately when I hit him, I literally, he was going, he literally was about to fall, and I had to catch him. I literally, like, just, like, dove in there and just grabbed him because he was about to fall down, and I was just immediately like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's a bad move.
Oh, man, I got him bad.
That's a DQ.
It obviously wasn't on purpose, you know.
Yeah.
Even though ball shots are not against the rules.
Really?
They're not against the rules.
But it's a
but it's frowned upon.
It's an unspoken.
It's an unspoken rule. It's frowned upon.
Okay.
But
all right. So we're gonna move on. We really dragged out that top five. That was the longest top five in student section history.
Yeah, what is that, like 25-30 minutes.
A long time.
Of top fives.
Yeah, way longer than it should have been. We're gonna move on to things we should be talking about. We'll keep it brief, and then we're gonna move on to the Area 51 update. So things we should be talking about, we'll keep this one brief and get to the Area 51 because we know that's what you guys want to hear.
All right, so I think we all had like an ultimate what we should be talking about but aren't. And there was two of them that were kind of like tandem together. One we're actually talking about right now, which is the Jonas Brothers, who have recently come back out as the Jonas Brothers. Even though Nick Jonas has been pretty popular throughout.
Yeah, he kind of made it there.
But there was a good time where he was left out.
Yeah, we've been talking about why aren't we talking about the Jonas Brothers since we were 18 years old. So it's a big thing that they came back.
Yeah.
Another one, David Archuleta. What happened to that guy?
Dude, he's
What happened to David Archuleta?
David Archuleta actually goes to the same church as me, and he's still going hard with the Mormon girls.
Wait, like your physical church or the same like?
The same religion, but it's all one religion, like all around the world.
Okay, so like the church,
yeah,
like uppercase C, like
yeah,
capital C church. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
But no, he came and did a performance at my church in like Tampa.
Yeah,
when I was like 12 and didn't give a crap about him.
Right,
and like all the girls showed up, but so he's like still doing that.
Wow,
stuff.
I didn't know that.
Still, but it's more on like a small scale, not
yeah,
like a musician.
All right.
Another one, Naked Brothers Band.
What happened
Where
to them?
Where on
What
earth
happened
are they?
To them?
I'll tell you, the Naked Brothers Band, what happened to them is that they were just a stunt that Disney pulled, and it worked. You know, everyone watched it. We all watched it as kids, but they weren't a good band. They were a good TV show.
Here, I got another one for you. Big Time Rush.
I was about to say.
Big Time Rush. What happened to them, huh?
No one. Dude, I can't tell you any of their names.
Didn't one of the Big Time Rush guys get famous on YouTube, but he was a really bad guy, so he got, like, disowned by Disney Channel or something?
Yeah, well, there is claimed he allegedly did some things, I think, and he just kind of fell off after that.
Dude,
Okay.
I was never big into them, but...
Okay, I got one better for you. What happened to Phil from Phil of the Future?
Dude, we'll know in about 30 years.
That was so lame you said that.
Let me try to think of one off the top of the head. Get back to me. Get back to me.
All right. You got another one?
All right. I've got a good one.
All right.
So are there or are there not angels in the outfield?
Dude, things we should be talking about for sure.
Is that confirmed that that movie was actually reality? Or
it
no?
was a documentary, I'm actually. I'm confused. It was actually a documentary. Yeah, we're going to leave that ambiguous. I'm trying to think. You got anything over there?
Hold on, I can come.
What
up
about
with
this Like Mike 2?
Like Mike 2?
There's apparently a Like Mike 2.
That's already
That's
a movie.
Old, dude.
That's already.
That's
there's
old.
Already a Like Mike 2.
Like Mike 2?
Things we should be talking about. This is something we should be talking about. I love LeBron James. Great guy, really good guy, great basketball player.
Sure.
Does he deserve the honor of Space Jam 2?
Absolutely. Who are you going to put in there? Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant? None of those guys are going to be as big as a LeBron MJ level.
No, it's not that there's a more deserving player. It's that does he genuinely deserve the same honor that Michael Jordan got with the Space Jam concept?
Yeah. See, I don't think so. I think, you know, the thing is, like, obviously LeBron's, like, he's great. Like, he's the best player in the league. Like, and he's done stuff that, you know, is compared to MJ, which is incredible.
Yeah.
But the thing is, MJ was a lot more of a personable guy than LeBron as well. Yeah. I think if you're going for, you know, stats and the great, and that's why you want him in the movie, sure, I think you go with that than anybody else in the league. If you're going for a more flashy, I guess, like, or that's not the right word either. I guess a better word would be a more charismatic guy. I hate to say it, Steph Curry. I hate to say it, but yeah. Steph Curry, I feel like he would sell that here, so well. It's because he's doing, like, crazy stuff. You know, it's exactly like yeah. Mike in the first one where he, like Mike was making crazy shots with the MJ shoes yeah. and stuff like that. Like Steph Curry's doing that in his own shoes. Like,
yeah. Well, my thing with the concept of Space Jam is this, is that Space Jam in itself, really good movie. At the time it was released, it was crazy good movie. But
timeless classic.
At the basis of an actual film, it was poorly made movie, but because of the time frame. So looking back, that's a poorly made movie. At the time it was released, crazy movie. But
dude, I'll watch it now, I'll watch it tomorrow, I'll watch it anytime
yeah,
ever. It's
and so they're gonna have to emulate the makeshiftness of the animated characters in with the real life people. And so it's going to make that movie not as good because we're so used to better technology that could basically make the animated characters just look like real monsters.
Are they going
to
do it like Lion King style?
I don't know.
Like the live, like, are they make it like a physical actual Bugs Bunny? Because that's kind of dissing on Bugs Bunny right there.
I think it's going to disappoint. I think the movie's going to disappoint.
Yeah. I feel that as well. Is that going to wrap up our things we should be talking about? Is there anything else?
Yeah, I think that should wrap it all up. Right. I think that was a good, like,
yeah.
We all agreed right there.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a good conclusion there.
But so we're going to move on here to our Area 51 update, and that's going to wrap up our show for the day because we're doing away with sports headlines that don't matter until there are more sports than just baseball. Because baseball doesn't really produce a lot of headlines that don't matter.
Are we doing Breeze Impressions or...
Oh, I forgot. So
let's hit Breeze Impressions and then Area 51.
Yeah, Breeze Impressions are going to come before the Area 51 update. He's got some Drake impressions. They're really good. He knows what he's doing. So, Bree, why don't you give us that?
Do we need some music or are you good on the flow?
No music.
I'm just
no music.
Flow. And it's not necessarily towards Drake, but... I feel like these are things he would say. I'm actually low-key ghostwriting for certain artists that I can't expose at this time being, but just so you know, if you know, you know. But, okay. Well, let's get this one on, I guess. The first one is I already know how to go about this, bro. But, okay. But it's this is going to be retarded, but whatever. I make the club go up even on a Thursday. Knives hurt, but you cut deeper what your words say. In a drought,
Now you got me so dry and thirsty. all right, let's do another one. By the way, I wrote all these. I just do it in a Drake.
He actually wrote them right before the podcast.
Yeah, but all right. I look out my window just hoping to see you. The reflections remind me of what we've been through. Now you left me all alone, but I got feelings for two.
Gosh. It's good. It's just like, it's so funny to hear him say
these are All right. Our relationship was filled with cons and lies. Oh, I messed that up. Hold up. Let me run it back. Okay. Our relationship was filled with lies and cons. My feelings are more worn than my favorite Cole Haans. Even my tears could fill up the world's ponds. Ooh. Oh, straight up. Straight up. All right. This is more of his hard stuff right here. She says she's a vegetarian, but now we got beef. When you felt me, or ha, I messed that up. Okay, I'm running back.
Gosh, come on, man.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm doing this awkward. Okay. Chill. She says she's a vegetarian, but now we got beef. When you left me, you caught flame from the street. I guess it's a little ironic. You were just a slab of meat to me. Ooh.
Wait, hold on. What does that mean?
I don't really know, dude. I just know the first one was bars. The things I need are the things you didn't get. Why are you so slow to start when you're so fast to quit? Stop arguing and debating. I don't want your rebuttal. My life is like an ocean, but you're just a small puddle. Word. Drop the mic. Straight up. Straight out Dogtown, bro.
Yeah. I feel like I just left a slam poetry session, and I'm definitely snapping all over the place right now.
Straight. Word. It's poet nation out here. I'm Robert Frost. All
right, hit us with some Drake reincarnated impressions. Drake impressions on the spot about Area 51.
No need.
Area 51, how'd you go? I've been in and out, but I don't really know. You act like I'm here. I'm looking at UFOs. Whoa. Off the brain, bro.
Bro. Okay, so we took a really weird spin this episode. I'm not going to lie. It got a little weird towards the end with the Drake, but they were good. If they were bad, it would have been really weird. Yeah, it would've been. But it was only a little weird because that's just not typical of us. So we're going to go with Area 51 update. So last episode, Joby and I talked about our plans to break into Area 51. I'm gonna turn it over to Bree and Jared, and they're gonna give you guys their plans to break into Area 51, and we'll see where they stand versus me and Joby.
All right, you go first.
All right.
Wait, hold up. Yeah, you go first.
I'm going to drop a bomb and just say my plan to storm Area 51 is to not.
Explain.
Dude, let everybody else do this. And if anyone finds anything out, it is going public for sure. Why would I risk my own life being on the front row of the battalion of millions, a million people is what it is right now on Facebook. Dude, no, I'm letting them do all the work and I'm going to figure it out.
Wow.
That's terrible. You just ruined this.
Dude, I'm not going in Area 51, period. I'm not risking my life. Sorry.
Don't go when everyone else is going. Go discreetly by yourself.
Dude, no.
They cannot kill a million people.
They said
once.
That they came out and said they will. No. They said they will do whatever it takes. Okay, whatever Bree, means necessary.
Bree, tell us a real plan to get in since Jared's lame.
Underground.
Right, let me. Okay, that's so 2006, bro. Get out of here. That's so 2006, bro. Get out of here. Look. Okay, it's easy. It's not complicated. It's as simple as it gets. I get my whole body tatted in green ink. I get plastic surgery. to make my face look very much bigger than it is. Like my head's rounded. My eyes are a lot more lengthy than they are. Instead, they go out wide. They go out like vertically. Yeah. And so after that, I build my own kind of UFO. I build, which, you know, it's an unidentified flying object. It's simply just a unidentified flying object. So I'm going to build that, and I'm simply, what's the best way to get in is to be invited in. I won't be invited in, I'll be taken in, but either way, I'm going to get in because they're going to think I'm an alien, and that's the first place they're going to take me, to Area 51. And once I'm in, I then expose myself as a human being. And I'll know, and they can't do anything about it. So,
dude, don't expose yourself. Just leave.
But you can't do anything with that knowledge. But no, you couldn't. If they thought you were an alien, they wouldn't let you leave. But if you expose yourself as a human, they're going to kill you on sight.
They could. They definitely could, but they won't. Because they'll be like, dang, this guy got me. This guy played the U.S. military.
No, they would kill you.
No, they wouldn't.
They would certainly kill you.
Well,
it's a good plan in its roots, but you need a better escape plan.
See, but the thing is, they're so amazed by my initial plan. They're like, hey, we need this guy. He's outside of the box thinker. We need him on our side.
Oh, so you're trying to get hired.
Right.
Okay.
Which brings me to the next phase.
And I guess there's a decent escape route if everyone is storming Area 51 at that time. Because everything's going to be going crazy. Everyone's going to be running around.
Exactly.
The inside is, they're protecting the inside, but they're not on the inside.
But you would have to get in before the chaos. So you'd have to get in now.
Yeah.
You'd have to spend a month and a half, like, really kicking it with all the aliens.
Green goo and stuff.
And then when everything hits the fan on September 20th, when a bunch of people show up,
get in the UFO and you fly out of there.
You've got to get out of there fast.
Of course, in the UFO.
I'm just saying, there's not going to be a massacre, though, in my opinion. There's no way they're going to start unloading on people. They might detain them, tear gas, whatever, but there's no way they're going to start unloading on people and create some sort of mass-like massacre.
It's going to happen.
There's no way. There's no way. And there's no way people are going to get scared, though, and leave. Like, as soon as they start, like...
Yeah, I could see people, like...
Because they're going to be flying, like... You know, jets out there and stuff, helicopters. Like, unless they plan on pulling like a World War Z crap where they're all crawling on each other across the fence, it's not going to work. And people are going to fall for sure.
I would give it a maximum of 75 people are actually dumb enough to show up. That's the flaw in the plan here is. If 1 million people truly showed up to this, there's no way they could stop all of them. There'd be some martyrs. I could see
them barricading at the well beyond, you know, the border of Area 51, whatever it is. But I could see them doing like a huge barricade, like doing like blow darts with tranquilizers to knock people. No way that the military's not equipped enough to stop everyone from getting in without killing them.
I think if the entire country turned on the government about Area 51, then they would have to at least release some fake information. But they would have to be really convincing. Basically, what we need to do is we need to get every single person in America on board. That way, the government's like, whoa, this is a whole lot of people, and there's no way we can stop. How many people live in America?
330 million.
330 million
ish.
So there's no way they can stop all.
It's actually 331 million now. Fun fact.
Okay, sure. So the government can't stop 331 million, no matter what they say. There's no way to stop that many people. They don't have that many tranquilizer blow darts.
Nuke.
See, that's what I was gonna say.
They're not gonna drop a nuke on all of America.
We just Pearl Harbor ourselves.
All of America couldn't fit in that small space at once, so my plan's flawed. I don't know. We said it last podcast. We're following this thing all the way up until it's either executed or not. We're following it all the way. So DM us your plan to get into Area 51.
Yeah.
We want to hear it because we're trying to find out a way because we've always been curious about Area 51. So
yeah. I'll be there. Yeah. We're actually doing a podcast at the event.
Area 51. Yeah. Yeah. We're going live. Just send us your best idea, and we will feature, out of all the DMs or story responses we get, we will feature the top three, unless they're all terrible.
Right.
So
even then, we might still.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. So we are out of time. We are wrapping it up right now. That was our Area 51 talk. No sports headlines because there aren't any. Even if we wanted to do them,
right.
There aren't any. It's been a different episode, but that's what you get out of a bonus
episode. Yeah.
A unique episode. Anytime we bring you a bonus, it's going to be a little different. But we've got our bonus episode. We brought it to you. Follow us, Instagram, Twitter. Instagram, student_section_. Twitter, SSSports_. Check out our website, studentsectionsports.com. Subscribe and rate our podcast. Sign up for the Spike Ball Tournament, August 11th. $30 entry fee, $150 cash prize for the winners, $30 to the runner-up, $20 to the MVP. Any final statements from you guys?
Yes, and Area 51 is also sponsored by Romper Takeover 2K19.
We don't give them any money, but we sponsor them verbally. Closing statement. Go see a Birmingham Legion game. The U.S. men's national team would beat the U.S. women's national team in soccer. That is all.
Okay. All right. So that's the show. That's all we got. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
This is Student Section Sports. If you know, you know.